The following is a lecture entitled Hare Krishna Mantra, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on September 30th, 2011, in Viljandi, Estonia.
So, that's called bliss. In this material world, everyone's looking for bliss. But the problem is, even though everyone is looking for bliss, they miss the bliss. Why do they miss the bliss? Because they're looking for the bliss in the wrong place. They are thinking they will find the bliss in the combination of the senses with the objects of the senses. In other words, my tongue desires some taste, so I taste it. My eyes desire to see something, so I look at it. In this way, I think that by taking my senses and connecting them with the objects of the senses, that will give me happiness. This philosophy is called hedonism. The difficulty with this philosophy is it's based on a false principle. It's based on the false principle of I am this body. The difficulty is with this philosophy that I am not this body. If you base your happiness on a false conception, how happy can you be? You can sometimes imagine that you're happy, but it's only imagination. In Sanskrit language, that is called Maya Sukhaya. Maya means illusion. Sukhaya means happiness. So if one has an illusory happiness, it cannot last very long. Just like you may blow up a balloon and think my happiness is this balloon, like a little child, you see. But how long will that balloon last? Eventually it will be finished. So our modern day society has blown up this big, big balloon of happiness based on the senses. But in the ultimate issue, these senses disappoint us. They let us down. Because the actual self has nothing to do with the body. When you drive your car, do you become the car? If you get in your Volvo, when you sit in your Volvo in the driver's seat, are you a Volvo now? No, you're not a Volvo. But yet, sometimes you may think, you're driving down the highway and you see the gas gauge goes down to empty. You may think, oh no, I've run out of gas. But have you run out of gas? No, you have not run out of gas. Your Volvo ran out of gas. So in the same way, we think that we are this body. But we are no more this body than we are that Volvo car. So what are we actually? We are the drivers. We're sitting, the living entity in Sanskrit is called Atma. He is seated within the heart of the body. Actually, you can make a simple experiment. You can ask one of your friends. Point to your ear. Actually, we can do it right now. Let's do it. We'll all do it together right now. We'll do this experiment. Right now, point to your ear. Everyone, point to your ear. Okay, good. Point to your nose. Point to your eye. Point to yourself. Where will you point? I see her. She just pointed right here. You see. Why do we point here? Because actually, according to the ancient scriptures, we understand the self is seated right here in the heart. There's a tiny spiritual particle called the soul or the self. It is seated right here within the heart of the body. So when people they point to yourself and they point here, we all actually know where we are. We're actually seated right here in the heart of the body, each one of us. You see. So when at the time of death, that Atman which is seated in the heart, then it goes somewhere else. That's all. So if you want actual happiness, if you want to actually become liberated from all anxieties, then try to understand who you really are. Don't sleep in the illusion of I am this body. Wake up to the reality that you are the Atma, the Self within. From the ancient scriptures called the Vedas, we learn what is the nature of that Atma. And it's pretty exciting, really, when you find out about it. In fact, it's the best news you ever heard. Even better than winning a $1 billion lottery. You find out that actually you, the Atma seated in the heart, are eternal. You've always existed. You will always continue to exist. You're not subject to birth, death, old age, and disease. You're eternal, full of unlimited knowledge and unlimited bliss. Right now we're covered, that's all. Right now there's a fog covering the actual self. What is that fog? That is called bodily consciousness. I'm thinking I'm this body. But I'm American. And you're thinking you're Estonian. I'm thinking I'm male. You're thinking you're a female. You see, in this way, we are misidentifying with this body. It is that bodily consciousness which is the source of all of our anxieties. Because that bodily consciousness means we are forced to get sick, get old, and die. But actually, you, the living being within your body, you never get sick, you never get old, and you never die. So we've spoken theoretically about the nature of the actual self. It sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But how do you make it real? How do you realize it? I mean, it's nice to hear that you won the $1 billion lottery. €1 billion, excuse me, euros. It's very nice to you hear to hear that you won €1 billion. But where are they? How can I spend them? So the science of self-realization is not only theoretical. You not only learn that you're not your body and that you're an eternal spirit soul. Along with learning about it, you learn how to make it practical. How you can fully revive that spiritual consciousness within you. To where you can see the spiritual reality, which is the support of this material existence. Within every sunrise, within every sunset, within every beautiful mountain or river, within every person, even within a brick, you can see the underlying spiritual existence. When you become spiritually enlightened, you see. Lord Buddha, he sat down to become spiritually enlightened. He sat for a very long time. But how long can we sit? We have to go to work. We have to take out the garbage. So many things we have to do. How can we just sit down and meditate? The beauty of this mantra that we are teaching you. The beauty of chanting transcendental sound vibration, mantra. Is that all you have to do is spend a few minutes every day chanting mantra. And by that chanting, you will wake up the spiritual being who is there within you. I've been using this word mantra. It is a word from the Sanskrit language. Man means mind. And tra means deliver. So a mantra is a transcendental sound vibration which delivers the mind from all anxiety and illusion. We were chanting this mantra which is posted here behind me. Of course there are many mantras. It's like you may have heard Om. There are many sacred mantras. But this mantra is described in the Vedas as the most powerful, effective mantra for this age. So if you would like to become free from stress, if you would like to have a peaceful, happy mind, so you can be fully successful in your life, this is the best mantra you can chant. It's not difficult. Everybody can repeat after me. Actually, what we'll do is I'll help you memorize it right now. Without even looking. Now, I want you to say it by hearing without looking. Don't cheat by looking at the board behind me. It's very easy to memorize it. You just repeat what I say back to me. First, we'll do one word. Then we'll do two words, and then four, and then eight, and then 16. Remember, don't read it off the board behind me. Do it just by hearing, and then you'll have it memorized. Are you ready? You ready? Yes or no? Okay. Repeat after me. Hare!
Hare!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Hare!
Hare!
Krishna!
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 Krishna! Hare!
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 Rama!
Hare!
Rama!
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 Hare!
Hare!
That's very good. Now we'll do two words. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare. You're getting better. Now we'll go to four words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now eight. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now all 16 words, and don't look at the sheet behind me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Okay, there, now you've got it. Chant this mantra every day. Get up in the morning and spend some time chanting it every day. Do yourself a favor. Start the day with meditation. Do some transcendental meditation every day. Just like you charge your cell phone every day before you go out, don't you? You want to make sure that mobile phone's completely charged up. So don't be more kind to your mobile phone than you are to your own consciousness. Before you go out every day, charge your cell phone and charge your consciousness also. When your mobile phone is plugged in and charging up, you can also plug in your consciousness and charge up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Spend as much time as you can every day, at least 10 or 15 minutes. You can go for an hour or 2 hours too. You really get into it. You'll find, or any time your mind is disturbed, just sit down and chant Hare Krishna. This mantra has been chanted by great saints and yogis for thousands of years. It's very, very effective. George Harrison of the Beatles, he loved this mantra. He helped to spread it all over the world. It's a very, very effective mantra. Because it helps you to remember who you are. It actually revives your spiritual, eternal identity. And I guarantee you'll be one of the happiest people in the whole world if you'll chant Hare Krishna every day. You'll be one of the happiest people in the whole world. Your friends will say, "What happened? Did you win the lottery?" say, no, I didn't win the lottery, but I chanted Hare Krishna this morning. And I'm feeling really great. This is really powerful. This is really uplifting. So I hope you all will give the mantra a try. All we're really saying is give Hare Krishna a chance to turn you on to an eternal, unlimitedly blissful identity. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
How do you translate
in Sanskrit Hare, what it means?
Hare means the energy of God. And Krishna is a name for God. And Rama is also a name for God. So by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one is praying to God and to the energy of God that you kindly engage me in your service. It's a prayer praying to the Lord and His energy that you please engage me in your service. This puts you in a mood of devotion to God. In the mood of devotion to God, that is the perfection of consciousness. Because when you are devoted, when you channel your love to God, who is the source of all of existence, then your love automatically goes to all living entities throughout the entire universe. This is called the platform of universal love. When you give your love to everyone, then you feel the love of God at every minute within your heart. Any other questions? There's one.
What does mean our orange cloth in Brahmachari and our shirt?
How do you like our clothes?
Very much. Likes very much.
Pretty cool, aren't they? Yeah, it's We like wearing these clothes. I mean, it's really. I mean, who likes to be a conformist, you know? Everybody in the world is wearing the uniform of a modern day uniform. You see. But we like being different. We don't wear a uniform like everybody else does. We dress in a different way, see? We want to show you that we have a different consciousness. That we don't have an ordinary consciousness like the ordinary human being on planet Earth today. We want to show you that we have a different state of consciousness. And therefore we dress in a way that you'll go, wow, they're really different. Because we're not only different externally, we're also different on the inside. That difference on the outside, that's a big difference. You are wearing clothes. We are wearing clothes. Not such a big difference. But the biggest difference is inside. If you will come inside by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, you will come inside your heart by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then you'll be amazed at how big the difference is in consciousness. Nice question, thank you. Any other questions? From our wonderful audience. There's a hand over there. Yeah.
Are there any rules or restrictions for chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra?
Are there any rules or restrictions for chanting?
Well, there are some rules, but in the beginning, we ask people not to worry about rules, just chant. When Srila Prabhupada introduced this movement, he didn't emphasize rules. He just encouraged everybody to chant. He went to the park and they chanted for hours and hours and hours, and so many people came and joined the kirtan, and he didn't say anything about rules. Now there are things, once you get into the chanting and you go, wow, this is the greatest thing I've ever experienced, I want to become a master of this chanting, you see. Then we can tell you about some rules you can follow that will help you to take your chanting to even a higher level. But that's the first thing, is just chant. Our society is called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It's not called the International Society for Rules and Regulations. So we want everyone to get a taste of how wonderful is this Hare Krishna mantra. And those who were serious will then inquire, how can I make further progress in this chanting? And then we can tell them about some very simple rules to follow. Any other questions?
Yes.
There we go.
Andrew tell about his e-course on internet, course on internet. Courses. Misinternet is
a week. Oh, okay. About your courses.
Yeah, if you would like to get further information about this amazing process of achieving unlimited happiness and success, this information, the training course we give you is actually worth thousands of euros. But we don't charge you even one penny for it. Not even 1 cent. We give you this training course absolutely free. You can sign up at www.backtohome.com. Just go to www.backtohome.com and we'll get you connected with a training course that will turn you into a perfect yogi. We'll teach you how to become a modern day saint. An enlightened soul. And you'll love it. You'll have fun with it. So any other questions? Yes, I'm coming to that. Thank you for the reminder, though. And for those of you who really like to get a head start on learning this amazing science of mantra and self-realization, we have an amazing book that we brought tonight, written, translated into your local language. This book is an ancient scripture called the Bhagavad Gita. This book was spoken by God Himself on this planet 5,000 years ago in India. In other scriptures, we can read what people say about God. But in this Bhagavad Gita, we can read what God says about Himself. So this is the most authoritative, most perfect scripture in the world. We have printed it for you in very nice hardbound volume with very nice color plates also in it. Beautiful color photographs illustrating the teachings. It's a very high quality binding. Very first class publication. And we're not even selling it. We are beggars. We are not businessmen. We are simply asking you to give a contribution to help us pay the printer to print them. That's all. The printer charges us money to print them. So we have to pay the printer some money for that. So we ask you to take one home today and then leave a contribution to help us pay the printing cost. And anyone who gets a Bhagavad Gita today, we have a special thing. I will give you a written blessing in your Bhagavad Gita. I'll write a personal blessing and then sign it in my own hand in your Bhagavad Gita. And I think the book table is right here. And so you can come over and look at the books, and anybody who gets a Bhagavad Gita, you just come right here and I'll give you the written blessing. So I wanted to conclude my talk at this point and invite everyone to come over and look at the books. So I thank you very much for your kind attention tonight.